Hazy, reaching a top of 24 in Mildura. Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. Simon Clements has retained the role of Mayor of Mildura Rural City, 5-4, and is embarking on a second straight term. His nomination for Mayor blindsided several community members as he remained tight-lipped on his intentions to run prior to the meeting. Mayor Clements says he decided to seek re-election after the majority of councillors asked him to. He adds there was no succession plan in place when he was initially appointed mayor a year ago.
We had negotiations and discussions, and all councillors do that. And some of us favoured particular people. But, you know, it's a democracy. And at the end of the day, if you get the numbers, then you get the numbers.
Meantime, Oyen-based councillor Min Poole says she's excited to take on the role of deputy mayor, winning the vote count over Helen Healy and Anthony Cirillo.
We will steer the delivery of over 100 services that we provide throughout 2020, and caring together about the well-being of our community.
Mildura Police are reminding listeners to be aware of what spirit money or joss money looks like. They're widely circulated by the local Asian community for the purposes of burning the notes as an offering to the gods. The $50 and $100 notes have red or pink lettering or symbols upon them and should not be accepted as legal tender. Tonight's strong winds have forced Nichols Point Primary School to postpone their end-of-year concert. Staff are working on locking in a new date and say, like everyone, they wish the drought and dust would end. And Mildura has been mentioned in the latest Regional Roads Victoria campaign focusing on safe driving techniques around agricultural vehicles. The animation urges us to meet Murray from Mildura, who gives us tips on how to navigate road obstacles this harvest season.
For a start, they move more slowly than other heavy vehicles. If you're travelling behind one, be patient and don't attempt to pass until it's safe to do so.
Kumiela Wentworth's Kobe Smith and Merbein South's Campbell Griffiths have been named in the Vic Country Under-19 cricket squad. They're among 14 talented cricketers who've been selected following club cricket and under-19 trial matches. And the Mildura Heat are at home this weekend in the Country Basketball League, versing the undefeated Maryborough Blazers. It's a danger game for Mildura. The Blazers managed to topple heavyweights Bendigo last week. They're the only side to defeat our men this season.